This is Dr. Jonathan Shaw. I want to thank you for tuning in to Crown Ministries Podcast today. We hope that this message transforms you and encourages you to pursue God's presence in a greater way. Enjoy the message.
Amen. Hallelujah. As you're standing, we're going to John, the first chapter. Hallelujah. The first chapter of John. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God today. Y'all pray my strength, please, in the Lord. Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord reads as thus. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light, that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believeth on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of only the begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And the word of God is blessed. I want to talk to you, really literally just talk to you, from a sermon topic entitled, Don't Miss Your Manifestation. Look at somebody, and I want you to touch them today. Just look at them. Make sure you get eye contact and tell them, don't miss your manifestation. Hallelujah. You can have your seats. Don't miss your manifestation. I'm going to try. On last week, I shared with you a sermon topic entitled, When God Shows Up. Basically, when God shows up, we don't want to miss the opportunity when he does. Amen? I believe he showed up this morning, as our sister Courtney was singing, unto the power of God. And we cannot miss those opportunities. I shared with you that blind Bartimaeus could have allowed those who didn't even understand the severity of him getting to Jesus, he could have allowed that to have him miss the opportunity that the one that could heal him was there. He could have missed that opportunity. The one that he long awaited, the moment to be healed, the healer had arrived. He could have missed his opportunity of the manifestation of God. He could have talked himself out of his own blessing, but thinking he could never get Jesus' attention, he could have missed the opportunity. Instead, what he did, y'all remember, he cried even louder, because he understood that the manifestation of his healing was present. I'm come to help you today that when God shows up, you need to grab hold of him and not let go. Hallelujah. I want to tell you some more about some other people that had an encounter with the Father. In particular, it was the woman with the issue of blood. I want to share that she had this issue, yes, for 12 years. She could have allowed the fact that she shouldn't even infirmity. But she didn't let that stop her. Not only that, she got down as low as she could and reached up through the crowd to touch what was touching what she needed. She didn't allow her limitations to hinder the fact that the manifestation of her healing was there. All of this is going down. She is reaching. She's touching. All of this is happening right after Jesus had already accepted an invitation to go to Jairus' house. He asked Jesus to go to heal his daughter. So in other words, the manifestation of the Lord's presence may not be on schedule, but when he shows up, take advantage of the opportunity. So Jesus gets to Jairus' house and touches his daughter, and she is healed. Jairus, he could have given up when Jesus stopped. Come on, y'all. Y'all know how we do. We try to get the attention of somebody that we need, and we think we have them undivided attention, but then they get distracted because somebody else wants them. But you can't give up just because somebody else needs Jesus at the same time you need Jesus. He could have given up. He could have said, never mind. It looks like you're too busy, but somebody needs to understand Jesus is never too busy to show up for you. Instead, he understood he may not get this chance again, so he patiently waited for Jesus to get through what he was doing. I come to let you know, people of God, digital disciples, those under the sound of my voice, when your manifestation shows up, you cannot miss it. It's so good to know that the manifestation of God, amen, just like he did for Jairus' daughter, the manifestation of God will come to you. Oh, God, y'all didn't hear what I said. The manifestation of God will come to you. There are many scriptures I could actually share when it comes down to the manifestation of the presence of God and how God shows up right on time. In particular, let me just state this right here. Moses, he can bear witness. In Exodus 3:1, we see that God, in this case, manifests his presence to Moses in the burning bush on the far side of the mountain wilderness near Mount Horeb. Oh, y'all remember, y'all know the story. I know I'm in the Old Testament, but you're familiar with the Sunday school story. Daniel, come on here, Daniel. Daniel 3, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they were in the fiery furnace, they were in a fiery situation because they did not bow. And the manifestation of God shows up in the fiery furnace. Matthew 14, I'm going to move expeditiously, but Matthew 14, 22 and 27 tells this story. As Jesus was praying in the mountain, the ship where the disciples were, Jesus is praying, and the ship where the disciples were started flowing out to sea, and the winds became contrary, and Jesus begins to go and help them by walking on the water. Yes. Oh, God, have mercy. I told you the manifestation will come to you. And when Jesus, when Peter saw Jesus, he said, Jesus, is that you? If that's you, I need you to bid me to come. And Peter walks on water for as long as he kept his eyes focused. Oh, God, have mercy. The disciples were in a storm, but the manifestation of God's presence goes to where they are. The Lord makes himself known in many different forms and different facets. As I read to you just now, he comes in the burning bush. He comes in a cloud or even in a gentle breeze, but he shows up. What I'm trying to drive home to you is the fact that when he shows up, do not miss him. as I move quickly, John, the writer of this text, never mentions himself by name, but he was the Apostle John. And the John we are referring to here in this text is John the Baptist. John, whose father, Zechariah, was visited by the angels of the Lord and was told that his wife Elizabeth will give birth and his son will be filled with the Holy Spirit from his mother's womb. John had a special mission that he was consecrated for a purpose. He was sent by God for a specific task, Mother Massey. John is spreading the message that he was sent to make ready for the Lord a people prepared. John, almost being poetic in his opening, he introduces the main character and the purpose of this particular gospel. The Gospel of John is different from Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Some would say these four accounts are contradictory. We have four different men writing about the same thing, but from four different angles. For instance, if we were right now, y'all, if we were to go outside of Glenwood Road and heard or saw an accident, and they ask us all to fill out an accident report, you would wonder what we all saw. And some would say they saw the collision, and some would only get to write down what they saw after the brakes were heard screeching, and some would say their account of what happened after everything was over. Everyone would write something about the same thing, but they would have a different angle. And John takes the gospel account of the good news of Jesus Christ. He takes it to the beginning. You won't see Matthew, Mark, and Luke take it to the beginning. He starts out by saying, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. He starts out talking about the Word, and now has turned the Word into a person. John doesn't go into any genealogy accounts from Joseph or Mary's side. John's purpose, his purpose, listen to me, his purpose is to prepare the way for Jesus, to get people ready for the arrival of Jesus. That's what us as ministers, as people carrying the gospel, that is our job. Our job, my job here today, is to make sure I convey a word, that I convey a message that will prepare you for Jesus. That's why every Sunday or every time you preach the word of God, you should make sure that you ask people if they're saved. You should never preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and never offer them Jesus. Because our main goal is to get you saved, to get you prepared for what's to come. And so John, he doesn't go into all those other accounts about genealogy and all of that and who begot. He doesn't do all of that. John is trying to prepare the way for Jesus, to get the people prepared. That he came as a witness about the light. Let's look at how the gospel records record this. In Matthew 3:2, it says this: John's message was to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Mark 4 says John appears proclaiming the baptism of repentance for the arrival of Jesus. And in Luke 3:3, it's the same thing, proclaiming the arrival of Jesus. John was there to get people ready for who? Jesus. He was there to get people ready for the manifestation. Jesus is coming. Repent for your sins. Set yourself apart and be ready for his arrival. Now Jesus now shows up, and John says what? He says, here he is, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. John came as a witness, one who testifies. But it wasn't just his goal that they be ready for Jesus, but that they believe on Jesus. Okay. You can't just be ready and you don't believe who he is. How in the world can you be ready and you don't believe? Oh, God. John, come on here. Come on. I believe in a lot of things. But come on. I can't be ready and not believe Jesus. Come on now. I got to believe who he is, and he is who he is. John, the apostle, and John the Baptist, they team up for one purpose. And verse 9 tells us this purpose. The true light is coming into the world. Jesus has shown up, and John is saying that the light is here now, and the light is Jesus. His life, Jesus' life, is our light. Oh, walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Jesus, he is life to our light. John the Baptist understood his mission. He had a unique relationship with Jesus. Can I talk to you about John? Y'all need to read John. It's nothing like having to preach and you really, really reading to understand. You know what I'm saying? And so he had a unique relationship with Jesus. He was close to Jesus, y'all. He really was. Y'all remember this? Now this is what I caught when I read this MIT Paul. Y'all remember on the night that Jesus was betrayed and all the disciples were sitting around and Jesus told them that he was going to be betrayed, and all the disciples started asking, is it I? Is it I? And Jesus didn't answer. They all asking Jesus, is it me? Is it me? Is it me? Is it going to be me? Because, you know, they don't know what they're capable of. They're only asking because they believe that they have an ability to possibly betray Jesus. You're not going to ask them if it's me if you know within your heart it ain't you. So they're asking, is it me? And Jesus does not answer. Jesus don't answer. When John asked Jesus, Jesus said what? He said, watch. When I dip my hand in the dish, you see, you got to read the word slow. Read it slow. When John asks him, he said, when the one that dips their hand in the dish with me, the same that dips with me is the one. That's what he said. That's what he said. I'm just trying. Go, you reading it with me. You read. He said, he is the one. And guess what? And he says, whatever you're going to do, do it quickly. Y'all know the word. But what happens? When Judas gets up from the table, everybody probably think Judas is getting ready for what's happening next, but they don't know. Only person that know was about to go down is John. John knows that when Judas got up, he know where Judas was going. That same John, the next day, is the only man, the only one of them that was at the foot of the cross. God, Jesus. Y'all hear me? Did y'all, the mic's on? Y'all hear me? John is the only one at the foot of the cross. The Marys are there. But John is there. And when Jesus looks down, he sees John and he says, woman, behold thy son. Son, behold thy mother. Jesus and John had such a relationship. relationship that Jesus knew he can entrust his mother in John's care. Oh my God, what a relationship. So John, he knew his assignment so much so that he made sure that he went on to live in isolation until it was time to do what it was that God would have him to do. And that was to tell the people the light had come into the world. John's purpose was to create the way. People of God, our role is similar to John, and that we are to tell as many as we can about Jesus and that he's coming. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. We got to use whatever platform that we have to get the job done. On our jobs, in our homes, in our neighborhoods, in our community, at the supermarket. Come on. We got so many ways to make sure that we let people know that Jesus is coming so that everyone will know. Our mission is to tell people about Jesus. While we're pumping gas, while we're on the train, while we're on the bus, our Uber driver, we too should take advantage of each and every opportunity. Use your platform to point people to Jesus. Y'all got platforms, y'all got social media. Everybody on social media ain't saved. Everybody you friends with on Instagram and Facebook ain't saved. Y'all know everybody on TikTok ain't saved. Come on here. How come you ain't letting people know about Jesus? You really want them to miss an opportunity of his manifestation, of his glory, of his power, of his might? You got to make sure that you take advantage and point them to make sure they know who he is when he shows up. Because we all can be in the same place and Jesus will show up for you. And he won't show up for the person standing next to you. Because they don't know what you know. They don't feel what you feel. They didn't have an encounter like you had an encounter. They don't have a relationship like you got a relationship. They don't know what to say, what to do, where to go. Should we run? Should we stop? Should we clap? What should we do? Teach me your way, oh Lord. You got to make sure. You may not be John the Baptist, but you should have a passion to make sure people know Jesus. Crown Ministries International, we are a royal worship center with a passion for people and a pursuit for God's presence. Our hope is that everyone we encounter receive a royal experience and is touched by Jesus Christ the King and his kingdom. We got to understand what our vision is. Crown Ministries, if nobody else do, we got to know. We got to reach the people. We don't want to miss Jesus. Don't miss him. John was there to do what he could to make sure people would not miss Jesus. He made sure that he explained he was not the light, but was sent to bear witness. We're not the light, but we're here to bear witness. For John knew it's all about Jesus and presents it for the whole world to understand. John did his best, but look what the word says. It says here, he was in the world, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. We get to see how the world responds. The one by whom the world came to being, the one by whom the world came into existence, he came unto his own, the world that he created, and the ones that he created rejected him. God have mercy. in his own. Do y'all have any idea how many times Jesus has been in the midst around so many that are out there in the world and they don't receive him? Have you ever sat and had a conversation with somebody that did not believe Jesus? That didn't, come on, isn't that a frustrating conversation? Can y'all testify? Isn't that frustrating? We are sitting here in the house of God. We're on the online, and we love Jesus and we know Jesus. Amen. But when you have to have that conversation with someone who's never had an encounter, and they have all negative things to say, and you know, and all we're trying to do, did your God put the clouds in the sky? Did your God create all these mountains? You mean to tell me your God put all that water in the Pacific and the Atlantic? Oh, your God did that? Now, that's all I got to say, you know. But one thing I'm not going to do is I'm not going to argue. But it's sad to know. It's sad to know that people reject him. All that God has done. God wakes them up every single day. God brings them out, brings them up, brings them over. We have people who have accepted Jesus and then turned away from him. And God is still right there. Showing his love, showing his kindness. And guess what? And showing his mercy. He came among them. And they received him not. And when he shows up, this is what I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to hammer this thing. If I don't say anything else today, when he shows up, don't miss your manifestation. He came unto his own. What did I say? He came to his own and they received him not. The very people who claim to believe in the true and living God of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, and yet have missed Jesus. They still missed him. Oh, my goodness. There was a season. I don't know if this was in the 80s. There was a season, and I think they still do it, but there was a time when the Jewish community, I think it's Mashiach, is it? I can't remember. But they have a grave site in Queens. That in Francis Lewis, and they sit waiting for him to come back. Oh, Shakobosha. Come on, y'all don't even understand. Jesus done came back, but you missed it. You missed it. He already manifested. He already showed you who he is. Yes, he's coming back again, but who you looking for? Oh, you waiting for this human man to come back. Oh, my God. Oh, you in for a rude awakening. Hallelujah. Yet many have missed him, and many are still missing him today. He came to the world, and yet the world knew him not. They didn't know him. The word of God came to the world he created, the one who created mankind. He took on flesh. He became a son to Mary and Joseph. That's what he did. He had to learn how to walk. He had to learn how to, he did all of that for us. He felt betrayal. He did that for us. And tragically, the world did not know him. Those he was there to help didn't know him. Ain't that something? I'm showing up to help you and you don't recognize who I am? That shows me you didn't really have a relationship with me. You mean to tell me you can't identify me? You can't identify me as Lord and Savior? Oh, God. I'm telling y'all, when we come into the house of God, that's why I say y'all got to come in on 100. Because when Jesus shows up, you need to be in a place that you can identify that is the move of God. You can't come in just wanting to get it. You got to get it before you get here. What's your relationship outside of the church? Do you know him when you're at home? Do you know him when you're at work? Do you know him when you're at school? Do you know him? Ask your neighbor, do you know him? Do you know nobody shows up, you want to sit there and act pretty. No, no. When Jesus shows up, we should see some kind of movement. Jesus, those who he came to help. And when he comes, he's coming to help you. So when he shows up, don't miss your manifestation. And I'm going to go back here real quick, but when we look at verse 3, all things were made by him. All things. All things. And without him, nothing. Without him was not anything that was made. Everything was made by and through Jesus. Let's go to Genesis 1 and 27. It says, we are created to reflect his image. The one who created us. We were created to reflect his image. We were created to reflect his image. And the tragedy of this is the image bearers, God have mercy, listen to me, the image bearers, us, didn't recognize the one whose image they were created to reflect. How you don't recognize the one who you're supposed to look like? How you don't recognize, come on, we were made in the likeness and the image of God. How do you not recognize that that's how you're supposed to look? The image bearers, they missed the manifestation. That's the problem. That's the problem. And that's the indictment. The world wanted everything. They want anything but Jesus. The world wants so much, but they don't want Jesus. And too often the world we live in has opted to miss Jesus, have allowed Jesus to be in their midst, and they let him pass right on by. That's the world. He came unto his own, and they received him not. He was the one that taught like no one ever taught. He was the one who said, come unto me, all who are heavy laden, I will give you rest. He was the one that opened blinded eyes. He was the one who cast out demons. How did they miss him? How did they miss him? It's as though they were given first dibs. You got first dibs. When I show up, I'm showing up for you. And Matthew, let me tell you what Matthew says, and I love to make sure I put scripture on it. In Matthew, it even says, I am not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I'm sent to you. You get first dibs. I'm showing up for you. Salvation was to the Jews first. Y'all ain't saying nothing. His own people did not receive him. The Messiah came and they did not receive him. This is the one who you've been waiting for. And when he shows up, it's as if you say, no, that's not what I was looking for. No, no. I see you, but that's, you know, doesn't look like that's what I've been waiting for. You know, I said, God, give me some type of an example. And let me tell you what the example that God gave me. He gave me an example of, say, a groom is sitting at the altar waiting for his bride to come in. And she's slowly coming down the aisle looking absolutely beautiful. But then the groom is looking and his face is turned up because he is saying, that's not what I thought I was getting. I don't think that's what I actually wanted. Can you imagine the disappointment on this bride's face? How she must have felt, because she didn't get the reception that she thought she should have received, because she was doing her part. She thought that she was connected to the one who was on the altar, the one that was waiting. She came in looking, came in, come Come on, she came in looking good. She came in ready, but he received her not. That's like what Israel did to Jesus. That was what they wanted the whole time in the Old Testament, waiting for the doors to open, and here is the Messiah. The true light came, and here's John saying, he's asking, do you see him? Do you even see him? He's here. But they didn't see him. He came into the beautiful world he created, made through him, but they remain a world that walks in darkness. The light has come to take away the darkness, but they are still in darkness. Jesus came to his own and they received him not. If we look at Isaiah 1 and 3, the ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel doth not know, my people doth not consider. What a tragedy. How can we make sure that nobody misses Jesus? We have to share the gospel to make sure nobody misses Jesus. I'm going to take my seats now, church, and I hope you got something from today. Now, that sounds like some really bad news, but I come to let you, John does not leave us like that. But John gives us some good news. John makes it plain to the whole world that this good news is all about Jesus. And without him, there is no good news. And his word says, if y'all reading along with me, Lula Richards, it says to as many as received him, to as many that have accepted him, to as many that have entrusted him, he gave power. He gave the privilege to become the children of God. If you receive him, he will give you power. Come on, somebody say power. He will give you power to become. That's an awesome sentence right there, because Pastor Moore, that verse tells me that those who missed it made it possible for someone else to receive it. But how do you receive him? Before you receive him, you got to believe. Do I have anybody under the sound of my voice who believe who Jesus is? Because when you trust and rely on him for salvation, oh God, have mercy. He will show up right on time. Mother Massey, did you hear what I said? He wants to make sure that you believe who he is. And it is important for you to know that the word believe is mentioned in this book about 100 times in the chapter of John. So he wants us to understand, and he wants us to know, we've got to believe. You are completely resting on what Jesus has accomplished. The word says to them who believe, he gave power. To them who believe, he gave authority. To them who believe, he gave rights. To them who believe, he gave the ability to become, to be made into the sons of God, to become the children of God. This is why it is important not to miss the manifestation of the presence of God. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. I come to tell you, everybody under the sound of my voice, Jesus dwells among us, and Jesus is the manifestation of God's ideas. I come to let you know, I'm so glad that I know Jesus for myself. I'm so glad that when he shows up, you got fasting. Some of us were deep in sin. Some of us were afraid to die. We were on our way to a devil's hell. But Jesus, he rescued me. Now safe. Amen. It was love that lifted me. It was love that set me free. Jesus is the best thing. And I want you to know, when God shows up, when he shows up, don't miss your manifestation. Don't miss it. His presence can manifest right here, right now. While you're on your knees praying, he'll send an angel. Whatever you're asking for, and it's already done. When you get home, come on here. We serve a God that by the time you get home, you will see he already sent his word. Don't miss your manifestation. What will you do when manifestation shows up? My advice to you again, I say, don't miss. Because there's power given to them that believe. And when you become a son and a daughter, you receive the right to the divine inheritance. There's security when you believe. There's authority when you believe. Come on. There's intimacy when you believe. There's assurance when you believe. So don't miss your opportunity. Don't miss your manifestation. We come to every service. We say it when we read our church confession. Crown Ministries, those who are online, we come to service with every service with a spirit of expectation. I have an expectation. And my expectation is that when God shows up, I will not miss his manifestation. Oh, I'm not going to miss it. I need him to show up. I've been waiting for him to move. I've been waiting for him to show up. I've been waiting for him to do something. And when he shows up, I got to make sure that I know that it's him. I want him to know that I know that's him. I want him to know I know that's you. I can identify you because I have a relationship with you. You got to have a relationship in order to know when Jesus shows up. Or you'll be just lost in the midst of people that know Jesus. Come on, just rest on your feet, everybody, if you can. Don't miss your manifestation. Whatever you need God to do, whatever you're praying for, I'm telling you, this is the season. I really do declare it. And I'm trusting and believing him. I'm not doubting him in this season. Every prophecy, every word, every request has been made known unto God. And I believe you don't have to prophesy to me no more. There's already a lot that has been prophesied and promised that I'm waiting to receive. That's been prophesied and promised. And it's time to receive it. It's time to walk in it. Father, we thank you. Again, God, we thank you for this day. We pray, oh Lord God, that this word has reached someone. God, your word has reached them. Not the word that Pastor Sabrina preached. Not what she said, but what you said. And I pray, oh God, that our hearts have turned, our hearts have aligned with your will for our life. Whatever you need us to do, as far as going out and compelling men to come, help us, Lord. Help us to even use this word. Let us use John's example as a messenger for Jesus. God, we thank you that we were made in the likeness and image of you. So God, help us to be more like you. Send us out into the highways and the hedges. and compel people to come. Come not to us, but come to you. That they will give us their hands, but give you their heart. We thank you, O God, for another day and an opportunity to be in your presence and not to miss your manifestation. We bless you and we adore you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, don't sit down yet. I want to make sure that we get everyone an opportunity so that you don't ever miss your manifestation. So if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, which you need to know, because when he comes and he shows up, you got to identify that you know who he is. And so the first step is to have a relationship with him. You got to know him for yourself. You've got to, it's not about what your grandmother believes. It's not about what grandpa believes. It's not about what your mama and your daddy believe. It's what you believe. It's your personal walk. You have to take an account for yourself where you will spend eternity. So we want to give you an opportunity, ma'am, sir, my brother, my sister. I want to give you a moment to accept Jesus into your life. Now, if you're saved, you know how we do. Just raise your right hand real high. If you cannot raise your hand and you really don't know what that relationship looks like, we want to give you an opportunity. We want you to accept him into your life. Come on, ask around. Are you saved? Or ask around. Are you saved? Have you accepted Jesus? Now, y'all can't be afraid, because we can't just ask the people in the church. We're going to have to ask people outside. So we can't be afraid to ask the people sitting next to us. I don't care if you see them every Sunday. That don't mean they didn't backslide. Ask everybody, are you saved? I don't know if they had a drink last night and they want to rededicate their life. I don't know. But ask them. And if they can't raise their hand, tell them, I'll come with you. I want you to step out from the old and step into the new. What's my old? My old ways. And I want to step into the new things of God. And let me tell you, people make it so difficult. I know some religions, they say, you know, you can't do this, you can't wear pants, you can't go to the movies. I use those examples because that's something that we like to do. Can I go out to dinner with my friends? Yes. You know, I got saved when I was young, but I didn't live holy. Oh, no, I got saved and I didn't live holy. I didn't live holy. I was in college and I was still smoking cigarettes. Singing on the choir, singing solos. That's what I did. For some people, it happens instantaneously. For some, it's a process. All I got to say is I'm glad he didn't come back while I was in my mess. That doesn't mean that every day we say, okay, I'm going to mess up on purpose. You gotta try to live right. We got to try not to cuss and fight. We got to try. Because even as a pastor, I want to cuss and fight. And cut and all of that. But having Jesus helps me not do that. Having Jesus helps put a suppression on the things of the world. Can I have fun when I'm saved? Absolutely. We got fun people in this church. They crazy, but they fun. We have a good time. We go out. We laugh. But please stop thinking that there's so much you have to give up. But we want you to give your life to Jesus. Because there's no way we're going to love you on you like this and have Jesus for ourselves. And when he come back, we going and you not. I'm going back on the first flight. I cannot handle, I will not be able to handle if I was here after the rapture. I know I wouldn't be able to handle it. And let me, I'm not trying to scare y'all, but it's in the word of God. Y'all do understand and know that if we're here when the rapture come, they won't kill you because they want you to suffer. Y'all better go to the book of Revelation. They're gonna torture you, because you better not say anything about Jesus, but you still love Jesus. And they're gonna torture you, gonna cut you limb by limb. They're gonna continue. You won't be here for a long time. You ain't gonna die. They're gonna make sure of it. Ooh, why are you saying that? Well, if you read your word, I ain't gotta say nothing. I'm going back when Jesus comes first. I'm going back on the first flight, first class. I'm going. Got my ticket punched. I ain't gotta even pack no clothes. I'm going. But if you can't say that, please understand and know this. I'm a pastor. I confess right now what I said, and a lot of us in here been through it too. Some people, after they accepted Jesus, they turn and they were really good, and it's all good. But we're not here to judge you. We're not here to judge. Pastor, why are you taking all that time? Because somebody needs to hear it. Somebody, because I think maybe Marianne, if they had told me when I first got saved, maybe I would have lived holier, you know, but the people I was hanging out with were saved and doing it too, so I, you know. Maybe we just need to connect with people that are really living holy. That's going to tell me, you know, babe, you know, we saved, but we can't, man, that we can't do. But guess what? If you accept Jesus into your life, we have somebody, we have a system here at Crown Ministries that's going to help you through that process. So I want you to do me a favor. If you want to be saved, type saved. We're going to put it up on the screen. Type saved to the number 40691. I can't even see it over there. I can't see. That's the number, right? 40691. Type saved to the number 40691. And then you're going to get information. But if you're not saved, come on. Let us love on you real quick. Let us love on you. If you're not saved, come on. Give Jesus your life. Give those who are online, I want you to do it. Say, type saved. Those of you online, type saved. Because we want you for the kingdom of God. We want you for the kingdom of God. We want you for the kingdom of God. Not the kingdom of darkness. We want you to be light. Not the light, but light in dark places. There are many places that we go that are dark places. They're dark places. But when we show up, we bring light to a dark situation. Come on, saith the Lord.
Saith the Lord.
Come on, we're moving. Come on, we're moving.
Saith the Lord.
Oh my goodness. Look at my sister. She's come to give her life. Come on, baby. Come on, come on. I don't hear y'all celebrating. Come on, say it.
I will do what you.
That's a good thing. Come on. Sister has come. Come, babe, real quick, both of y'all. Just tell us your full name.
Jessica Prophet.
Jessica Prophet? Jessica Prophet. What's your name, Mama?
Marsha.
Oh, my God. They come to give their life to Jesus. I need y'all really screaming. Hallelujah. Glory. Listen. Jessica, we don't mean to put you on blast or anything like that. But see, we just want the enemy to know he lost another one. When you came up here, he just got a punch in his face. He got a punch in his face. He got a punch in his gut. He is mad as heck. But you belong to the kingdom of God now. This is our sister. And we're going to walk you through the next steps of your life. Everything that has been chaotic in your life, you don't even understand and know. You just settled some situations today. You just settled some situations today in your life. The enemy has been after you for a long time. But God's about to make sure he answers your prayers today. I'm so glad you didn't miss your manifestation. Today was the day of your manifestation. Your relationship with God is going to bloom and blossom because God knows you love him today. So I want you to do me a favor. I want you to repeat after me. And we're all going to say this with Jessica, all right? Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me for all my sins. I confess with my mouth. I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and he's coming back again. I no longer belong to sin. I no longer belong to Satan. I now belong to God. I'm yours, Lord. Everything I am, everything I'm not, I'm yours, Lord. I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. Come on, celebrate one more time.
I hope you enjoyed the podcast today. If you did, I would love for you to do two things. One, subscribe to our show so you can receive notification of our most recent messages. Also, if this message has impacted you, you can click the link in the description and you can give now. We'll connect with you next time on Crown Ministries Podcast.